Command number 65. Do not show goodness and hospitality only to those who are kind to you. If you love those who love you, and if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend, to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your kinsmen or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. Luke 6:32-35 and Luke 14:12-14. So many of Jesus' commands are interrelated. In these combined passages from Luke, we hear echoes of love, give to the poor, do more than required, be a servant, be kind, do good, do not demand back what you have given, serve the least of humanity as you would Jesus. This underscores one of the truly significant points in our study of the commands. All the commands are interwoven. Jesus is inaugurating and commanding an entire lifestyle. His teaching can be neither understood nor lived by emphasizing one or two, or even a dozen of the commands, or one type of command, the spiritual commands, the social commands, the belief commands, the blessing commands. We all have observed only too well the danger of overemphasis, the pitfall succumbed to by individuals, churches, denominations, groups, and movements who seize upon some one or another of Jesus' teachings to the exclusion of all else. They may truly be said to be obedient Christians at the point of their one area of obsession, but rarely do they demonstrate full Christ-likeness. Nor have such individuals and movements done much to convince the world that Jesus came from the Father. The commands of Jesus come as a package. They are all important. This is not to say that none is more important than another. Some are more important, but none can be omitted or ignored. They interweave as an all-consuming lifestyle. 60 command threads stretching lengthways as the fabrics warp, the other 60 interweaving amongst them as the woof, all together creating a tapestry called the Christ-like life. In this case, little needs to be said other than what Jesus himself said. No words of mine can add force to his. The command stands powerfully and unambiguously on its own. We must simply do what Jesus said. This is not a complicated command. Don't be enamored of those who love you in return. Those who are rich, popular, in, and who can repay your kindness. Give to the poor, the downtrodden, the oppressed, those whom everyone else ignores, those whom society looks down on. Do good to and show interest in those on life's fringes, the unpopular, the unlovely, the uncool, the awkward, the difficult. When one of life's beautiful people walks into the room and all heads pivot to take a second look, turn your head instead in the opposite direction, toward the shadows and corners. There you will find Jesus gazing out of the lonely eyes of the least of these that everyone else overlooks. The following excerpt is from Richard Foster's Celebration of Discipline, page 112. Self-righteous service requires external rewards. It needs to know that people see and appreciate the effort. It seeks human applause, with proper religious modesty, of course. True service rests contented in hiddenness. It does not fear the lights and blare of attention, but it does not seek them either. Since it is living out of a new center of reference, the divine nod of approval is completely sufficient. Self-righteous service is highly concerned about results. It eagerly waits to see if the person served will reciprocate in kind. True service is free of the need to calculate results. True service is indiscriminate in its ministry. True service is a lifestyle. It acts from ingrained patterns of living. It springs spontaneously to meet human need. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to show goodness and hospitality only to those who are kind to me. Open my eyes with sympathetic compassion to the nearby needy. Give me ways to show goodness and hospitality toward them, whether or not they can repay it. Expand the horizons of my compassion. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.